Lots of love. Welcome back. So we're going to be diving into five ways to deal with everyday life while we are feeling good. How to stay in that higher state, how to stay in that inspired feeling that you've already attained everything while you're dealing with all the different details of life, the to-do lists, taking care of this, people, situations, emails, text messages, paying bills, buying stuff. So many things, right? Some of you have kids, right? Children, families, pets, right? There's a lot of stuff. So what often happens is we have this wonderful intention, let me stay in this wonderful space, feel I've attained everything, and then we get back into our action and we're running around, and it pulls us out of that feeling. And the whole point of this practice, this whole podcast, this whole experience is to come to that feeling state first. That yes, I am a spiritual being and I have attained everything. And come to the feeling state that we've already got what we want first. Instead of spending our whole lives running around all day long, all the time, hopefully we'll feel better later. So we're bringing that dream, that end result, the thing we want, we're bringing that thing back from the future to the present. And so, you know the method, we've talked about this many times in other sessions, to experience the wish fulfilled. So here's five ways of holding into that experience, coming into that experience more often during a busy day. The first thing is to hold a vision of your day before you start. So when you wake up in the morning, before you do anything else, it's really, really, really useful to stop, even write it down, if you like, and just imagine yourself, you can do this now, imagine yourself having a very graceful, spiritually awakened inner experience, like you're filled with grace as you move through your day. So just imagine you've reached this higher state of being where you're at peace. You're relaxed. And you feel full. As if you're surrounded in light and good energy, receiving divine vibrations. And just imagine yourself, watch yourself from a distance like it's a movie, and imagine your character in this world. This like is a big movie of life. Imagine your character in life, the body, the character, going through the day as if you're watching yourself from a distance, like on a screen. And you imagine yourself feeling at peace while everything is happening. And just run through your day, seeing it be successful, seeing yourself staying in a good space. And this takes a little practice. You can do this in your own time. Like you're watching a movie. So you're setting yourself up for success before you do anything. You can do this while you're lying in bed. You can even do this when you're going to sleep the night before, so you prepare yourself for it. Just imagine yourself feeling completely in grace, good vibrations, and watching yourself in the world, getting everything done while you're witnessing it from a higher space. It's kind of like playing a movie of your day before it happens. And when you see yourself out of your body, watching it from a distance, that's what's called a detached observer. It's one of the spiritual practices from many, many, many paths and goes back a long time. Sakshi is the Sanskrit word. It means witness or spectator. So just like you're watching a movie, you can watch yourself from a distance in the third person and notice the whole day going past. If you do this again and again and again in the morning for 5 minutes or so, you can maintain that awareness. So even though there's different things happening and different things to do and this and that, you're okay. You're coming out of it. So that's the first practice. We can talk about these in more detail in a different session. Second one is to use a special journal to set yourself up. Now, that practice I just mentioned is part of this journal. And I've got a link in the description. It's something that I use for myself. It took me 2 years, 2 years to put this together. It's really simple. It's actually really, really simple, but it took 2 years to get it to so simple. There's just four parts of it. And if you fill in the questions in this journal every day before you do anything, you will get really clear on how to be in a good space and feel good and figure out what the most important things to do are. So you can move into your life with a lot of grace. And I'm not going to talk about that in detail. You can check it out if you're interested. It's something that I started needing for myself. And now lots of people use this journal and it's very, very, very effective because it gets you in the right space. So when you prepare yourself for the day and you get in that awareness of who you really are and what you really want, and you stay in that consciousness and you figure out what the key things are for your life, then you have set yourself up for success before anything happens. The third thing is to take stock, think about what is truly necessary tasks in your life and what is unnecessary. This is something that hardly anyone does. We make an assumption. Most of us make these assumptions that I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do that. We're kind of in a state of panic a lot of the time because of the internet and the modern world and the speed. And we just assume, okay, I have to do all these things. If we want to enjoy our life more, it's really powerful to get a piece of paper and do this fairly often. Draw a line down the middle and write necessary on one side and unnecessary on the other side. And just write down everything you can think of. What will typically happen is we'll put everything on the necessary side. Well, of course, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. So you just write everything down you think is necessary. And then come into that experience. Imagine you've already attained everything. Imagine your wish is fulfilled. Assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. And then look at your list again and see how many of those things are really not necessary. I'm saying this because when we feel really good, when we feel internally satisfied and content and that we've attained everything, then a lot of things that we were doing are not necessary anymore because we were only doing them because we didn't feel good. For example, when I was younger, I used to think I needed cigarettes and I needed to buy alcohol and I needed to buy marijuana and I needed to buy this, this, and this and all these different things and have all this stuff. But when I started meditating and started feeling good, I realized I didn't need that. Not only did I not need it, it was causing me problems and wasting my time and money. I do this practice as much as I can because I have projects and things going on and I get caught up in it and I look at my list and I think, hang on a minute, what am I doing? I'm just caught up in running around again. So I just cancel things. They might be done later, they might not be done at all. Some of things can just be removed. Some relationships are really unhealthy for us. We have these assumptions. I have to, must do, assume that we have to do all these things. We don't. You're free to let many, many things go. So that immediately simplifies your lifestyle. Takes a bit of courage. Might feel awkward at first to say no. But the more you feel you've attained everything, then you're in a place of fullness and giving, and then you can focus on the things that are truly the highest good for all. Now, I'm telling you these things fairly quickly, and they could all have their session just for themselves, but I wanted to give you five things here. And you can just take whichever one of these, or however many are going to work best for you right now. The next way to come into that higher state of awareness and not get so caught up in running around is simply to take more breaks. I know it sounds obvious, but we don't do it enough, most of us. And I'm talking to myself as well here. Something I've had to learn over the years is that in between things, let's say I've just finished working on a project, or I'm just finished a conversation, or I just, you know, hung up the phone, or I just got home from the store or whatever, right? Instead of just immediately going into the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, to stop, to actually just stop. So, okay, that is complete. Now let me just take a break. Could even be 2-3 minutes, even 1 minute. And let me just breathe. Let me let go. Let me remember that I'm a spiritual being. And let me remember what it is that I really want to experience. Come into that feeling. So you come into that vibration that you've already attained what you want. And then when you're feeling that, then you can tune into what's next. And I guarantee you, this will save you a lot of time. These couple of minutes here and there will lead you to doing the things that you do when you're running around much, 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 much more effectively. There's a spiritual teacher in India, Brother Surya, Suraj, very powerful soul. And he was given an example of when he was practicing silence in the meditation center. Everyone was practicing silence, and they were practicing being in this state of higher consciousness. And he said that the more he practiced it, he could get an hour's worth of work done in 40 minutes easily, because he took these breaks. He came into that feeling of having attained everything, and then took action from that state, and was able to achieve his work in much less time, with much more enjoyment. And this has been my experience as well, that the more I take breaks, the more I tune into the vision, the feelings, come into that higher state, and then I act, everything's much more smooth, much more graceful, much more efficient and effective, gets done with ease, there's less friction, takes less time, it's more enjoyable, then I can take another break. So this is the power of just stopping, coming into that space, and then taking action. And the fifth thing, which I think, like all these other ones, could easily be its own discussion, is to go 10 to 20% slower. This is all related, right? When you take breaks, you'll probably slow down anyway. One thing I've noticed myself is that if I'm rushing around, I am going to cause myself problems. There was a time not that long ago, because when I practice these things, like, I get tests from life. You know, one of the things, it's just a side topic I'll mention briefly. One of the things that when I first heard about spiritual knowledge, I heard about the law of karma. You know, when you do something that's not right, you get, the universe comes back and gives us some sort of sign to get us back on the right track. And I used to think, wouldn't it be wonderful if there were karmic ninjas, right? Whenever I thought something wrong or did something wrong, these karmic ninjas would appear from behind a tree or from behind a pole somewhere and smack me, you know. Just, you can just imagine, you kind of like get a bit off track and they just come and whack me, or whack us, right? Because then we'd go, okay, I'll get the message and course correct. And that would save us all sorts of problems because we wouldn't go in the wrong direction for a long time. I remember thinking, wouldn't that be great? And so what happens is, when we get more advanced in our practice, we get these karmic ninjas actually quicker, which is really good. So I was wanting to slow down 10 to 20% slower, nice and gentle. And there was a series of days where I found myself rushing. And what happened is I started causing myself little injuries. So I would, one time I went out to fill up the hot tub, right? And I was just thinking, oh, I need to take care of this right now. And I fell over on the hose pipe and my hands hit the ground and I got a whole bunch of blisters and it really hurt, actually. And then another time, I'm not sure, I dropped a cup somehow. I was in a hotel near the Grand Canyon. And I don't know how it happened. I dropped a cup and managed to cut myself in two places. And then something else happened and something else happened. And I had like 15 little cuts on my hands, right? Just tiny little cuts. They're all healed up now. But I was kept getting the message again and again and again. Michael, this is the karmic ninjas. You need to slow down. And I'm glad that happened, right? Because I didn't get the message the first time, not the second time. But, you know, once you've got 15 little cuts on your hand and all these little bandages, I'm like, okay, slow down. And what I find is that the slower I go, the faster it gets done, which is a very strange irony. Like, if I'm on the internet and I take it very slowly, just take care of this one thing properly, not checking this and checking that and jumping around and going all over, just one thing, nice and gentle, and then the next thing, ease and grace, then the next thing, and take care of the thing around the house, just finish this little project. Ah, yes, everything gets done so much easier. And at the end of the day, there's all these things have been achieved. And also, when we slow down, we create this space so we can hold a higher state while we're doing it. If we're rushed and panicked, there's no space for higher consciousness. We're in a frantic state. Beta waves, the physical brain is in beta wave state, and there's no space. When we come down to alpha waves, theta waves, delta waves, right, the slower brain waves, and then we do things, it feels much more pleasurable, and we're in a much deeper space from which we can create So this is useful for doing anything, whether it's working on projects, you're going to do much better work when you're in a deeper state, more focused, or whether it's doing things around the house or whatever it is. We can think more clearly, we can act more smoothly and precisely. And it's more enjoyable, so we can maintain that higher state. So these are the things you can practice, and I'm going to talk about them in more detail, but just tune into one. What's one of these things that you can start enjoying in your life? And then you will be attracting good things to you because you're in that better state. Your whole life will be easier. There'll be less to do. And you'll enjoy the process moment by moment as you go through your day. So have fun. Wishing you all success. And if you haven't already, by the way, go ahead and subscribe to the channel and leave a review or any questions you have. I'd love to connect with you and support you on whatever place that you listen to this. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sending lots of love and talk to you soon. You've attained everything.